Hi friends, this is The Path to Joy, and I'm your host, Melissa Bloom. So the Austria trip has come to a close, and the plane ride home to New York was long, almost 9 hours. I know most people are annoyed by travel, all the lines at the airport. I spent $15 for a bag of animal crackers for Josh. I had no idea they were so expensive until I paid. Then there's the cramped seats and recycled air. But there's something else about being in a crowded airport, especially an international one. There are people from all over the world. I love seeing all the different passport jackets. You get to see kids and older folks. You get to watch how families interact and see all the smiles. We had lunch at the Zurich airport, and there was a family playing a game of cards, just laughing and having a great time. And I thought, that's us. There's something about travel, this kind of experience, that helps me feel like we're all so much more the same than we are different, that we're connected. Helps me feel like I belong to this fabric of humanity. And that apart from a few bad eggs, as my grandmother would say, people are good and kind and want the same things that I want. Safety, security, peace, ease, and joy. So this airport experience reminded me of one of my favorite quotes from one of my favorite books. And I can't believe after more than 100 episodes, I haven't shared this book with you. It's Meditations from the Mat by Rolf Gates. I read this book many years ago as part of my yoga teacher training. And Rolf has gone on to write subsequent books, but I like this one best. It's a daily book. Each day begins with a quote, and then there's some musings, some reflections from Rolf. So the quote is from Bill Wilson, or Bill W., the co-founder of AA. It reads, "Perhaps one of the greatest rewards of meditation and prayer is the sense of belonging that comes to us. We no longer live in a completely hostile world. We are no longer lost and frightened and purposeless. The moment we catch even a glimpse of God's will, the moment we begin to see truth, justice, and love as the real and eternal things in life, we are no longer deeply disturbed by all the seeming evidence to the contrary that surrounds us." So Rolf Gates then goes on to reflect on Wilson's words, and his words are equally as beautiful. He writes, "Freed from a self-imposed sense of separateness, we experience a visceral sense of belonging in a universe held together by love. Over time, this sense of being love in a universe of love becomes the rock upon which our spiritual lives are built. It gives us the ability to withstand the rigors of life that we were meant to live. It is the calmly abiding center from which all right action finds its source. And from it spring the act of loving kindness that will define our adult lives." Well, I might as well drop the mic that I'm using right now and end the episode. Those are such beautiful words. But I won't end it just here. Go buy the book, though, Meditations from the Mat. It's really quite something. And Bill W. and Rolf Gates speak of prayer and meditation. But I think this sense of belonging, of oneness, can be found in our daily lives, not just in a crowded international airport, but at Trader Joe's or the post office or a baseball game. I had to throw that in for my husband because he's waiting with bated breath for the baseball season to begin. We're not separate, right? The separation and the silos that we erect are illusions, but we're connected by love. And once you touch on even a small piece of this feeling of connection, of belonging, everything changes. I know so many folks are scared about the state of the world, our country, even divisions within small communities. So go ahead and share this episode with someone who is worried and let them know that it's going to be okay because we're all connected. We are all in this together. Thank you to my editor, Ben Kish, and thanks so much for listening, friends. Join me again every Tuesday and Thursday on your favorite podcast app for more episodes of The Path to Joy. Enjoy the journey.